reach out and touch someone. Reach out, call up and just say hi.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
They're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. This is Roy. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, the very first show of 2015, and we're already a week into 2015, so I really suck at putting out shows so far this year. A trend that is sure to continue for the rest of the year. Today's show is sponsored by Buster Casey. Thank you, Buster Casey, for supporting the show through Patreon. If you'd like to support an episode, then go to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. It's all the same, basically. Of course, it is Buster Casey's fault that I haven't done a show all year. So thanks a lot for that, Buster Casey. I am required to give a shout-out to Lynn Roski from Michigan, who has apparently been listening for most of 2014, and she asked nicely for me to give a shout-out. So now I feel obligated to give her stupid shout-out. So here's your stupid shout-out, Lynn. Thanks for listening. Today's PLA cake is brought to us by Spencer, only it's not a cake, it's cookies. He wrote me an email and says, "Me and my dad made a few PLA logo cookies. They're gingerbread with royal icing, and I will have them as the image on phonelosers.org for this show." Hopefully he didn't eat the cookies, because that'd be blasphemy. That'd be like eating a cookie of the baby Jesus. Also, I know I've mentioned this before, but on Facebook Phone Losers of America, there's an album for all of the PLA cakes and cookies that people have made these past few months. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, but you can see all kinds of cakes and cookies that people have made and not eaten, because that would be blasphemy. On today's show, I'm going to mostly be doing some requests, because I haven't done those in a long time. I've been doing nothing but cardings, and before that I was doing nothing but adopt-a-medians, which, by the way, I still have more adopt-a-medians from Rob the Hyena, so I need to get back on those too. But today is request day. I'm going to do a bunch of requests that have been piling up in my email for months now. I think I still have requests from October, probably. Mostly November and December, though. But I'm going to try and get to some requests. And maybe at the end I'll do some cardings. I still have some cardings. I've been having troubles getting through to all these carding people. They just never answer. I've been trying them over and over, and they just never pick up. And about cardings, I think it is probably time to put an end to that again. Because we've been doing them for a full month now, and I've done a bunch of them, and they've been a lot of fun, but I feel like they're just going to go on forever if I don't officially put a stop to them. So don't worry. I'm thinking is what we can do this time. Instead of waiting, whatever it was, 3 or 4 years to start doing them again, how about we start doing them again this summer? Maybe it'll be something like twice a year. Every year we'll do them every December, and then we'll do them every August or whatever. So that's my plan for cardings. Let's stop doing them for now. Let's completely quit doing the cardings, but then we'll start them up again sometime this summer. That's the plan. And if I forget, please remind me to start doing them again in the summer. And of course, I'll still keep checking the carding voicemail in case anyone out there has already put some notes out, or, you know, if you'd plan to this week or whatever. I'll still do them, but I think it's time to put an official end to cardings. Just temporarily. Just for a few months, that's all. It's been a lot of fun bringing them back, though. Thanks, everyone, for helping out with cardings. The response from you guys was much bigger this time than it was last time, leaving notes for me. Okay, enough of all this. Let's get to the requests. Here's a request from David. He sent me 4 photographs, and he says, "This is what I saw on the counter at the Kia dealership." And he sends me pictures of a clipboard with a paper on it that says it's a rental agreement, and it has this lady's name on it, Christine, has her address, her phone number, her State Farm insurance policy number, her driver's license number. But this lady rented a car, apparently, and this was sent to me about a month ago. So I'm guessing she doesn't have the car anymore. Let's call her up and find out. By the way, I've done the same thing at my local car dealership whenever my car breaks and I have to take it in for some reason. They always leave me alone in a room with no cameras, no security cameras, by the way, and there are always just clipboards all over the counter filled with customer info. And I snapped pictures of a few of them one night, and I think I gave them maybe to Matt for Matt's show, or maybe it was Carlito, I don't know. You know, I didn't want to call him myself because it's local. Don't want to break the rules and get myself arrested or shot or whatever. But yeah, every single time I go into the dealership, they will leave me alone in a room for a really long time, and there's always a bunch of forms on the counter for me to snap pictures of.
Hello?
Hello, is Christine there?
Who's calling, please?
This is David from the Kia dealership. She rented a car from us.
Yes. Hold on, I'll get her for you.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Here's David from Kia dealership.
Hello?
Hello, Christine?
Hello? Yes.
Hey, it's David from the Kia dealership.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know about that. You rented a car from us, right?
Leased it, yeah.
Yeah, and we discovered the damage on the bottom of the car, so we're going to have to charge you for that.
Damage to the bottom of what car?
To the
damage at all.
I'm sorry, what?
To the...
There's no damage to my car.
No, there was damage underneath the car.
No, there isn't.
No, we discovered the damage underneath that you caused.
Are you sure you got the right person?
Oh, yeah, Christine.
Yeah. My car hasn't been anywhere.
Let me talk to
him. Here, here's
but
Ray.
There's damage on the bottom of the car.
Hello?
Hey, Ray?
Yeah.
I don't even know who you are. Your name's not on the paperwork, so I need to talk to Christine.
Well, I'm the power of attorney for her.
Well, I don't believe you. I think you're full of shit.
Well, I don't believe you, and I think you're full of shit. I'm going to call Suzuki Joe and talk to him. I don't need to have somebody call here, say they're from the Kia dealership and there's damage under the car. This car has not moved.
Why'd you even get the car if it's not going to move?
Why we got the car.
Yeah, well,
who the hell are you?
We came out and we inspected the car, and we've discovered the damage.
You're full of shit. You didn't come out here at all.
Yes, we did. We do this all the time.
When did you come out?
I don't have to tell you anything.
I don't have to tell you anything.
I didn't ask you to tell me anything. I told you to put Christine on the phone. You're not even a part of this.
Yes, I am part of this.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I don't even know who the...
$199 on that lease.
Why is it your name on it? Why does it say Christine? Why isn't it...
Listen, I am not talking to you. I don't know who you are.
You are too talking to me.
I want to talk to the sales manager. Mr. Logan.
You can eat shit, Ray.
Me I can eat shit. Who is this guy?
I don't know who he is.
What a filthy mouth.
There's no damage to that car.
No, there is not.
There is too damage because we came out and we looked at it and it's underneath the car. We know you painted.
You are full of shit.
We looked under the car.
The car hasn't
been here. Listen to the mouth on you. I can't believe you're using that kind of language.
You. Where the hell were you raised at? In a barn?
Ouch.
You called me on a phone here at my house and asked to speak to her, and then you tell her that her car's damaged. I think you're lost. I'm going to call my attorney right now and tell him. I'm going to have him talk to Suzuki Joe.
You don't even have an attorney. Look, I don't even know who
you
are. I don't even know who you are. Why don't you put Christine on the phone? She's on the paperwork.
Because I am not going to. Okay, I will.
You're not telling him anything.
I don't know who he is. He's representing Joe. I'm calling Joe.
You're just a deadbeat stay-at-home dad.
Oh, don't even give me that bullshit.
Don't swear.
I'm going to talk to Suzuki Joe.
Hang up on
him. Bye. Hey, fuck Suzuki Joe and his fucking ass. Holy crap. I mean, holy cow. Sorry. Excuse my language.
Hello?
I'm not even going to put him on the phone for you. You can't talk to Suzuki Joe.
I don't need to talk to you.
You need to quit answering Christine's phone. Oh, he hung up. Okay, well, that was fun. Thanks, David. I wasn't expecting them to still have the car, so that kind of messed up what I was trying to tell them. I was going to tell them that I discovered the mural painted underneath the car, but they wouldn't even let me get that far. They just wanted to argue with me. And I love that guy's arguing technique. It's like if I would have told him that he was a big, dumb, stupid head, he would have said, no, you're a big, dumb, stupid head. He must be on a debate team or something. I have a request from a guy named Juan, who has sent me numbers before of hobo customers, you know, people who bought furniture and cabinets and stuff from a hobo store. I was doing those several months ago, I think. Anyway, Juan, he got fired. He says, 2 weeks ago I got fired for cussing out the managers, and he made a scene because they're assholes. So now you can make a job reference call for me, LOL. So he gives me the number, tells me his name is Juan, and he wants me to try to speak to Josh or Angela because they're the main managers, and that they're fucking assholes. Josh probably fucked Angela to be a manager, and Angela blows Ed and Mike, the other managers. I guess they all sleep with each other. Yeah, I'm sure this is all accurate information. Say something like, I caught Josh fucking Angela or something. Josh is a fucking weird guy who carries his Game Boy around at work and plays Pokemon, but he's 40 years old. And I'm glad you're confiding this in the 40-year-old guy that has a prank call podcast.
Thanks for calling Hobos. This is Lori. How can I help you?
Hello, is the manager Josh available?
He's actually in a meeting. Can I take a message?
Oh, what about Angela? Is she there?
They're all in a meeting.
Oh, okay.
You want me to interrupt them?
Oh, if possible, sure.
Sure. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay, thanks.
Josh, can I help you?
Hello, Josh.
Hi.
Hey, this is Roy from the Walmart here in Milwaukee.
Hi.
Hi, and I was just calling to do a reference check on Juan. And did you have him working there just recently?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, was there a reason that he left?
Just no longer here. That's all it is. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's not the reason, though. Like, what's the actual reason?
I'm not going to share the reason for that.
Well, just so you know, we hired him already, and we're going to treat him so much better than you guys ever did. See, he told us what assholes you were. And you know what? We're signing him up for like a 401k, and we're paying him more than you guys were paying him. And we're not going to.
Okay, so why are you telling me this?
Just so you know, like, you know, he's moved on to better things, and he has a better job now, and he makes more money than
professional, sir.
He makes more money than you do. He makes more money.
You have a good day.
Hey, Josh. I wonder if I can get him back on the phone. Maybe I'll try and get Angela this time.
Thank you for calling Hobos. This is Lori. How can I help you?
Hello, this is James from the corporate office. Could I speak with Angela, the manager?
Sure. Hold on 1 second. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Angela, it's Roy from the Walmart. I just wanted to let you know that we hired Juan. And you know, we're going to treat him so much better than you because he told us how you abused him sexually.
Okay, sir.
And that, like how you used to like, throw things at him and belittle him.
Sir, none of that is correct, but you know, I wish you luck with him.
Now, he said you would say that, but I know that you're just lying. So
have a wonderful day.
But listen, he's going to have a better life here without you.
Okay, sir. And sir, this is not a professional way to handle things.
I don't have to be professional. Not after the way you treated.
Have a wonderful day.
After the way you treated Juan. Okay, Juan, I'm sorry. They won't do a reference check. I'm trying to do a reference check, and they just won't accept it. I don't know why. Rest assured, though, Juan, that both Josh and Angela are now jealous of you and your brand new life at Walmart. Rick from Ohio wants me to call his mom, and he wants me to do the DEA drug prank thing on her that I was doing a few months ago. And he promises us that she will get pissed off.
Hello,
this is Dave from Verizon Wireless.
Yes.
And I just wanted to let you know that we've set up the monitoring equipment on Sheila's phone account, and you're all set up for listening and recording and logging her numbers and all that stuff. So it's all ready to go.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, so if you want to monitor Sheila and her private phone calls, do you have the code and everything?
Yes.
Which code do you have? Because they may have changed them.
I'm really not sure. I'm sure it's written down somewhere.
Okay.
Do you want me to take the code you have right now?
Well, no, if you say you already have it. And I am talking to Marie, right?
No, it's not Marie.
Oh, who did I reach?
Sheila.
Oh my gosh, this is Sheila.
Yes.
What a surprise. Oh, I thought I was calling Marie from over at the NSA.
From who?
I mean from the DEA. Marie, you know, I was trying to reach Marie. I thought you were Marie. Because we were actually setting up a phone tap on your phone line.
Okay.
And I was supposed to be calling Marie and letting her know that it's ready and she can monitor you.
Okay, well, I have no clue who Marie is.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to. She works for some agency somewhere.
All right, that's fine. Let them record.
I'm not allowed to say where.
That's okay. Let them record. I have nothing to hide.
Okay. Good attitude.
All right. Yeah, absolutely.
You're a true.
Hope they enjoy all my conversations.
You're a true American.
I'll make sure I'll amp up the conversations to give them something to talk about.
Yes.
How's that one?
Please do. Please do.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye, honey, baby.
Bye.
Wow, Rick. Your mom just doesn't care. I didn't think she was understanding it. That's why I was just kind of spelling it all out for her. I didn't think she was getting it, but I guess she was. She just doesn't care. So that call was actually made yesterday, on Monday, the 5th. Today's Tuesday, the 6th, when I'm recording this. And this morning, I had an email from Rick, and the subject line was, "Call to my mom." And I'm just thinking, oh crap, what did I cause? The whole family is probably just completely split up now because of my call. But no, the email says, "Yesterday, while I was sleeping, my little sister texted me and asked if I had called our mother. I woke up and told her no and asked why. She said that our mom had gotten a strange phone call. I called my mother to see what had happened, and my mom asked if I had called her. I told her no and asked what happened. And she began to tell me what you said about being with Verizon Wireless and was putting a trace on her line, and she asked if it was a call from the phone losers." So just great. You told her about the phone losers and then gave me your number to prank. Thanks a lot, Rick. Anyway, Rick says he finally fessed up and she called him a jackass. And he's thanking me for making the call. Oh, and he says that the best part was that at first she thought maybe my stepdad was putting a trace on her line because he would do that kind of shit. Anyway, thanks, Rick, for the number submission. Thanks for letting me talk to your smart-ass mom. I've got a number here to someone named Thelma. And the person that submitted it says he's a big fan of the Snowplow Show. He has someone that might be fun to call. A brief backstory. In 2012, she threatened a utility worker with a gun when he tried to replace her electric meter with a new wireless unit. I figure you could impersonate her utility provider, Central Point Energy, and say some crazy shit. Oh, and look, there's a news story attached to this. Oh, and it has video. Let's listen to a video.
The term power struggle took on a whole different meaning today when a worker tried to change out a woman's old electric meter. A Houston area woman was determined to keep her old meter, and she showed our Cynthia Arenas how she won the showdown Old West style.
First, a warning.
And so I came back and tried to put my hand in front of him like this.
Then a scuffle.
And he just kept pushing me away and pushing me away. And
what was the guy after?
This meter.
Yep, an electric meter. He wanted to replace it with a new one like this, a so-called smart meter. Problem was, Thelma Tarmino wanted to keep her old one. She had put up warning signs to leave it alone. But the worker wouldn't listen, so Tarmina grabbed her gun.
And when he saw it, he turned and he went back the other way.
The 55-year-old says...
So apparently she's not in trouble for this. She's just hanging out in her yard with a gun explaining this to the news guy.
She shouldn't be forced to get a new meter.
Our Constitution allows us not to have that kind of...
They wrote in the Constitution, you can't touch our power meters.
...of intrusion on our personal privacy.
Tarmina and her husband worry the meter's wireless signals could make them sick and transmit too much information.
They will be able to tell if you're running your computer, your air conditioner, whatever it is. They all put off different signatures.
CenterPoint says smart meters have already been installed in most homes in the Harris County area.
Yes, I am very upset with it.
But now the Public Utilities Committee...
The power company could just come out to your house and listen for the air conditioner sound. They don't need a smart meter for that.
...is considering allowing homeowners to have them removed. The Tarminas have formed a group called We the People. One of its goals? To prevent homeowners from being forced to get new smart meters. The Tarminas got to keep theirs. They won the fight, but the battle's far from over. In Northwest Harris...
As they zoom in on a picture of her gun. Okay, so I guess I'm going to call this lady with a gun. Maybe she'll threaten to shoot me or something. Come on, you guys, you better be home. I know you don't have jobs. That's clear from watching the news footage.
Hello.
Hello, this is Douglas from CenterPoint Energy. And I just needed to let you know that we are we're aware of your scam where you've put magnets around your power meter to try and slow it down. And you know that doesn't even work.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying that doesn't even work, even though it's an old meter.
What the hell are you talking about?
We know that you're trying to scam us out of energy with magnets.
Really?
Yeah, no.
You're from Centerpoint, huh? And what do you do at Centerpoint?
Well, I call customers and tell them that we're on
really?
To them.
Yep. You do, huh?
That's my job description.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And what department are you in?
We know that you've converted your entire house into an electromagnet.
I said, what department are you in?
I'm in the calling people and telling them that I know what's
you're
up department.
You're an asshole. Get the fuck off my phone and don't ever fucking call me here again.
Well, hey,
you
I have a right to
me,
call
asshole?
You. This is a business call.
Shut the fuck up and get off my phone. Don't ever fucking call here again.
But I'm letting you know. We're on to you. Jeez, all right. I guess I won't call him back. He sounded pretty serious about not wanting me to call back. You know, I think if there really were a government conspiracy where city officials wanted to monitor your air conditioner usage, couldn't they just put secret monitoring equipment up on the pole right before the wire that comes out toward your house? Then they could monitor when your air conditioner's on. They could probably read your emails through it. They're not stopping anything. The government's going to monitor your air conditioner usage, whether you make it easy for them or not. It's all the same to them. Hey, let's listen to a week's worth of voicemails of people yelling at me because I haven't done a show all week.
Hey, sometimes you say you don't include calls in the show because they're boring. I think that's stupid. We're listening to the show because we want to hear every call, so just include them all.
Okay.
We don't care if they're boring or not.
You asked for it. From now on, when there's boring calls, I can just blame that guy. People tell me the show sucks. I'm going to be like, well, remember that one voicemail? He told me to include all the boring stuff. I'm going to include all the ringing phones, too. I'm going to stop editing out all the ringing and all the people that don't answer. Just let you guys hear hours full of machines picking up and me sighing. And
so I wanted to tell you about Dial-A-Phone, but as I listened to your outgoing message, it just seemed less and less interesting in my mind. So, dial a song. Shit, did I say dial a song? Did I?
Dial a phone.
Fuck, okay. It's dial a song. And it's a phone number, and it used to be 718-387-6962. It's not that anymore. Now it's 844-387-6962. So it's the same number with a different area code. I didn't know that before I fucking read it. Shit. Anyway, you call it and you hear a new song from They Might Be Giants. And that's how They Might Be Giants distributed the music in like the 80s and 90s. And it's really cool. And I don't know if you knew about it. Bye.
Okay. I think I'm going to smoke a bunch of weed and maybe then re-listen to that voicemail and see if it makes any sense to me. I did write down the number, though, so let's see what this is all about.
You and I will be together.
Wow.
Shed our memory. I won't wear an orange sweater.
So I guess you can call this number, and you can listen to the latest hits from They Might Be Giants, who apparently are still alive and still making music. The phone number is 844-387-6962. Because I know when I want to listen to a brand new single from an artist that I love, I want to hear it in beautiful, crisp, 20 kilobits per second sound over the telephone. That's the best way to hear music these days. Now I have copyright violations on my YouTube video.
Hi, Brad. I was just listening to your
Again?
Most recent podcast where you were begging the listeners to come and buy a PLA coin. So I had a look how much they were, and it was $10, and then I had a look at shipping, and that's in New Zealand dollars. It's about 13 New Zealand dollars for the coin and 15 New Zealand dollars for shipping.
It's so worth it, though.
So all up, that's $28. And that's a lot for a coin. Maybe if I buy some other stuff, it'll be worth it. But I'll have to drop a lot of money on your store, too.
That's what you get for not living in the United States. It's all your fault.
Yeah. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
All right, you guys, listen. I'm not trying to rip people off on the shipping. I think I have $10 or maybe $8 for international shipping on the coins, and it really does cost that much sometimes. And then other times, I've found that if I can make it flat enough, it only costs like a dollar or two. Other times it costs $2 or $3. I don't understand the post office. But I do refund those shipping costs whenever I'm able to ship it out for much less than they paid for shipping. Just this week, someone paid $10 or $12 for shipping on something, and I managed to get it for $2 or $3. So I refunded the difference. I'm really not trying to scam you guys with shipping, I promise. International shipping is just crazy, and it's not my fault. I pay something like $150 a month just to send out all the Patreon stuff. A lot of it because of international shipping.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
So, oh my God, you know when, like, you're trying to go to the gym, and everybody has just started their New Year's resolution?
Why are you whispering?
Wanting to work out, but they're really fat, and they give up going to the gym after like the second week. Yeah, well, I'm at the gym.
You shouldn't make fun of fat people for going to the gym. You know, good for them. They're going for the gym, even if it is just 2 weeks a year.
I'm right now, every machine is packed. I'm so confused, and I'm like, oh yeah, New Year's resolution. By the way, my dad's like, hey, can I listen to that Christmas thing you guys are doing? And I'm like, no. He's like, why? I really want to hear it. You sounded like you were having a lot of fun. I'm like, yeah, well, Matt was saying some things. I just think that's
imagine
not a
that.
Good idea. And he's like,
laugh track Matt saying inappropriate things to kids.
Well,
who would
I
want
to listen to it anyway. He goes, either you're going to find it and have me listen to it, or I'll just find it myself. I'm like, that's not a good idea. So, great. I have to show him the Christmas special now. Anyway, oh yeah, The Phone Losers has a Wikipedia page. Don't you feel like you've made it if you have a Wikipedia page? Like, you're officially famous, or you're there?
No,
whatever.
Fuck
anyway,
Wikipedia.
Have a good day.
I hate Wikipedia. They won't even let us write silly things on our Wikipedia entry. All they want are facts. We used to have an awesome Wikipedia page with just insane, crazy things written all over it. And then they wanted us to start citing sources and started removing things that were obviously fake. Stupid Wikipedia.
Hey, boy. This is your Uncle Scott once again.
Hey, Uncle Scott.
Just saying how you're doing, buddy. Just wanted to tell you I'm so sorry for not showing up for Christmas.
It's okay, Uncle Scott.
You know I love you, buddy.
This is awkward.
You know I love you. I'll find a way to make it up to you, buddy. One way or another, I'll still have your present sitting at home.
Yay.
I love you.
Sure thing.
God damn it, RBCP. I'm going to quit your fucking show because you know what, RBCP?
Good.
You don't make enough fucking shows anymore. I hate you. God damn it. Do more fucking shows or I'm going to stop listening and shit.
Oh no.
You know, I fucking donate $10 a month and you don't fucking do even two shows a week anymore, motherfucker.
Just for 1 week.
Okay, bye.
God. Here's the prank that was sent to me by Dr. Phil, where he calls up his grandma, which I am assuming is not really his grandma, and tries to convince her to listen to the Snowplow Show.
Is it easy to fool a Mildred into thinking you're her grandson? I don't know. I'm just trying to give these old bats a little bit of joy.
Hello?
Hi, Grandma. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. I think I've got the flu.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
How are you feeling?
Really good, listening to PLA Radio and celebrating the New Year.
Thank you. PLA Radio.
Yeah, have you ever watched that?
I don't know what it is.
Well, I didn't mean watch it, I meant listen to it, because it's radio. You never heard of PLA Radio?
No.
Oh, you should tune in sometime. It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Where is it? AM, FM?
Oh, it's actually on the computer. Do you have one of those?
Oh, the computer.
Oh, you don't have one of those machines?
A computer?
I think we should get you one.
Oh.
You can listen to PLA Radio if you get a computer. It's a radio station, and it's very old-timey. It's like...
Uh-huh.
It's like families gather around the radio and listen to PLA Radio.
Yeah, I was raised with that.
But they do it on the computer, but it's like old-timey radio.
You know something, Albert? I would never listen to it.
But I thought you liked radio.
I don't play on that much.
I thought you liked radio.
I like radio fine. I just don't. I don't stay on that that much.
But the thing is, I've been on it.
You've been on it.
PLA Radio.
Okay.
That's why I want you to listen.
Oh. Well, are you always on it?
All the time now.
Oh.
So, but you know, at the library they have computers, so you can listen at the library.
Okay, I'll just run up to the library.
Yeah, so write it down. PLA Radio.
Okay.
And YouTube. And just search on the computer machine. Just tell the librarian to punch in PLA Radio YouTube.
Why wouldn't mine do it?
I thought you didn't know how to use it.
My computer?
Yeah, PLA Radio.
Yeah, because I can go on YouTube.
Okay, you can go on YouTube, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love the YouTube machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like television, but then when you do radio on YouTube, it's like a radio.
Mm-hmm.
And PLA Radio, the whole idea is that it's old-timey radio and families sit around and listen to the radio together.
Oh.
They even do special Christmas broadcasts, New Year's broadcasts, best of 2014 broadcasts.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I get to feeling better, I'll try it.
All right, the great thing is you don't even have to watch it. You listen to it, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right,
so just type in PLA Radio, click the first one you see, and just give it a listen on the YouTube machine.
Okay.
All right. So you have the computer right there. You're going to do it?
No, I'm in bed.
Oh, you don't have one of those computers that goes in bed with you?
No, I have the flu.
Oh, but did you know they make computers that can go in your bed?
No.
Do you know how they work?
I don't want one in my bed.
Does Grandpa have one of the computers?
No.
Oh, I think he would like PLA Radio, too, because it's old-timey radio where people gather around and listen to their radio with their families. So I think you and Grandpa...
I'll go turn it on and try it.
Yeah, with both of you together, right?
Yes, with both of us together.
All right, so you wrote down PLA Radio, right?
PLA Radio, and it's on YouTube.
Yeah, a lot of the fans say they listen to it before they go to bed.
Oh, okay.
Because it just... Oh, I forgot... I've been saying PLA Radio this whole time, and they changed the name. It's so silly. It's the Snowplow Show.
The what? Smell? S-M-E-L-L?
Snow?
All right. Come back again.
You know how it snows in the winter on the ground?
Oh, the snow.
Snowplow Show.
Oh, the Snow Cloud Show.
Because in the winter, you gotta plow your snow all the time, so that's why during the winter they call it the Snowplow Show. So you and Grandpa listen to the Snowplow Show on YouTube. It's a great wintertime radio show where the whole family can gather around the radio on the computer, on the YouTube machine, and listen to the Snowplow Show and PLA Radio.
The Snowplow Show, okay.
All right. So PLA Radio and the Snowplow. Well, Snowplow Show is the winter version, so you'll probably want to cuddle up in bed when it gets cold.
Okay, let me go in there and see if I can get down.
Yeah, the Snowplow Show. It's a great... I haven't always been on it, but I'm on it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Snowplow Show.
Yeah, the Snowplow Show. I'm on it now.
Okay. All right, I'll go see if I can find it.
All right, and you're on it now.
Yeah, I don't know whether I'm on it or not. I'm not in there yet. I'm still in the bedroom.
Oh, you should really listen to it, though.
Okay. I'll go see if I can find it.
And you're going to get Grandpa to listen to it, too, right?
Well, of course.
Okay.
The Snowplow Show. Okay.
Snowplow Show. It's good for the whole family. Yeah, so watch the Snowplow Show with Grandpa, okay?
All right. I'm going down there now.
All right,
and
I love you, Grandma.
Talk to you later. I don't feel like talking, really.
All right.
Snowplow, I gotta go.
Okay, listen to the show. You'll enjoy it.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, love you, Grandma.
Love you.
Thanks, Dr. Phil, for promoting the show to old people. That needs to be our next target demographic, is old people. So I edited a lot of his prank out of that clip, because it was really long. It was like 14 minutes long, and I edited it down to, I don't know, 6 minutes or whatever that was. If you want to hear the full prank, though, the entire 14 minutes, I'm putting a link in the show notes to Dr. Phil's YouTube page where you can listen to that call. There's a lot of funny stuff in there about setting fire to things and old radios and weird stuff like that. So after the show's over, everyone should go to phonelosers.org and click on that. Here's a number sent in by the background heckler, is what he calls himself. He is sending me the name of a lady that was on a list of holiday orders at a Price Chopper supermarket. And he copied down the info when the clerk wasn't looking. And this lady, she ordered lobster and sea scallops and steamers and something else that he couldn't read. And she was supposed to pick up the order on 12/24. He sent me this one before 12/24. I'm just now getting to it.
Hello.
Hello, Corona.
Hello. Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the Price Chopper.
Yes.
And you placed an order with us over the holidays for the lobster and the sea scallops.
Yes.
And there's a small problem.
What's the problem?
Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we saw on the security tapes that the day that you came and picked those up on the 24th, we looked on the security tapes and you shoplifted from the meat department.
And
we need you to bring that meat back.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm calling from Price Chopper. I'm in the security department.
I never took any meat.
Yep. It looks like you took at least a dozen sausages.
No.
And
I didn't even buy any sausages over the holidays.
I know you didn't buy any. You came in and shoplifted them, and we can't have that.
Right. No, I didn't. I didn't get any at all.
No, we saw you on the camera. The camera doesn't lie.
You're going to have to prove it to me, because I never did anything like that.
Right after you picked up your order, you went over to the meat department and you took some sausages. So when can we expect those back?
This has got to be a joke.
No, it's not a joke at all. You can't just steal from our store. It's not.
I never stole a thing in my life.
I'm a professional here. It's not like I'm not going to catch you. I've been catching people like you for a long time.
Is that right?
Yep.
I have never, ever, ever stolen anything.
That's what they all say. Everyone I catch, they're always like, "Oh, this is my first time."
Yeah. Yeah. Are you at the store now?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here for the rest of the night.
Okay, and do you have the video there?
Yeah.
Okay, if I come there with my son, will you show it to me?
We're not going to let your son in. We can't have the likes of you outnumbering us.
You're not going to let my son in?
No, he was kicked out for other reasons. We can't talk about that.
What do you mean he was kicked out for other reasons?
He's not allowed in the store anymore.
What's my son's name?
You don't know your son's name.
I know my son's name. What do you know my son's name?
Well, I'm not allowed to give out personal customer info like that. He could be like an identity thief or something. But we know who your son is, and he's not allowed in here anymore.
Is that right?
Yep.
Huh. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he was just there today.
Oh, well, they must have not caught him. So thanks for letting us know. We'll be on the lookout for him.
Yeah. Right.
But if you don't bring these sausages back, we're not going to let you come back either.
Is that right?
We'll hang your picture up on the wall.
Okay. Good. Good.
Be like, known shoplifter.
I'm going to sue the pants right out of you.
You're going to sue the pants out of me?
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to sue me? We didn't do anything wrong.
Because you're accusing me of something that I did not do.
Yes, you did. The camera does not lie.
Well, I'm very sorry.
Who am I going to believe, the camera or you?
I'm sorry.
The camera or a big thief like you? Come on, just bring the sausages back. They're not even that expensive.
Yeah, just a minute. I'm going to put my son on after I talk with him. Would you hold on, please?
Which son?
Never mind which son.
What's his name?
I'm not going to tell you.
You don't know your son's name, do you?
I do know my son's name. What the hell are you talking about?
If you knew it, you'd tell me.
No, I'm not going to tell you my son's name.
I already know what it is anyway, so I don't even need it.
He's trying to say that I stole something from Price Chopper. That they got. I have no idea. What is your name?
My name's Roy. I'm the head
Roy
of security.
What? Head of security. Roy what?
Roy Jurdell.
Roy Jurdell?
Yep. Give me that. Jurdell.
And then he says that my son was kicked out of the Price Chopper.
Who is this?
My name is Roy Jurdell. I'm the head of security here at Price Chopper.
Yeah. Okay. What's the address over there?
You know the address. You both know the address.
No. You tell me, bud. Where is Price Chopper?
You just need to tell her to bring back the sausages that she stole. She can't just steal sausages like that.
She did not steal no sausages. What are you talking about?
Oh, so
where
she
is Price Chopper?
We're on Shelburne Road.
Try again, bud.
What?
Hello?
Hi, I'm still here. Why'd you hang up on me?
We are calling the police, so give me your name, please.
Oh, I've told her my name so many times now. It's Roy Gerbel. I've told you both. Can't you remember things?
Okay, good.
Why don't you write things down, dummy?
How'd you like me to come down to Shelburne Road and give you a dummy?
Give me a dummy? What's that mean?
Hey, bud, you know what?
What?
We don't even shop on Shelburne Road, so if you call here again...
I didn't even say Shelburne Road. I said something else. You're not listening.
Oh, really? You said Shelburne Road Price Chopper, you fucking idiot.
No, you're making things up now. I didn't say anything like that.
Oh, okay. I have it on recording, bud. So go ahead and do what you need to do.
You're a thief
and
a liar.
We'll take care of it.
Fine. Crap. There were two Price Choppers in that town. How was I supposed to know which one it was? Thank you, background heckler, for sending that number in. I'm pretty sure that man outsmarted me, though. I'm going to end the show by calling the rest of the carding numbers. It looks like I have maybe 15 sitting in voicemail. A lot of them are from a week or two ago. You know, they just haven't been answering. Here's one, though, that just came in about an hour ago. Let's hear what this one is.
Boy, I got a note there where you dinged my car in the parking lot. Give me a call. I appreciate it. 434. Thank you. Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah. How did you hit that thing?
Oh, I was doing a flip over it. Like, I was... This is so hard to explain to normal people, but I'm kind of like the town superhero. You know, I dress up in a costume, and I just go around kind of looking for crime and stuff, and I was chasing a guy, and I ended up just doing this leap, kind of a flip thing over your car, but then my watch scraped the top of your car as I was leaping over.
So, over top the hood of it?
Oh, no, like the very top. Like, I ran up the top of your hood, and I ran up the windshield, and on top of the car, because I needed to get some height so I could, like, fly down and tackle this guy.
Why in the world would you run up on top of somebody's car like that? What kind of shoes did you have on?
I had cleats. Now, I just told you why, though. It's because I was chasing this guy. I think he shoplifted or something.
Wow. All right. Let me take another look at the car. I got your number and everything. Let me take another look at it, since I know exactly what you did, man. And then,
okay.
I got your number, and I'll get back with you in a day or two, okay?
In a day or two? Why can't we just do it now? You can just put me on hold and go look. I don't have all year.
My daughter got the car right now.
I don't have all year. So, God damn it.
Well, yeah. And she just pulled out the driveway and everything. So, I'm not trying to put you off or nothing, but you know, I'm gonna take a better look at it and everything, and see what happened and everything.
Okay.
So, and I kind of understand what you're saying, what you did now and everything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I was fighting crime. Your
right.
Your car is basically a crime fighter now, just like me.
Are you in law enforcement?
Oh, no, I'm just a freelance law enforcement person. I dress up in a costume, you know, like a superhero. I have a cape. I call myself the Crimson Chin. And, you know, I go around and catch bad guys and just, you know, keep the streets safe for the children.
A little danger sometimes, ain't it?
Oh, fuck danger. Fuck danger.
So, I don't know. So, I mean, got more nerve than I got and everything.
Yeah.
All right, hey, I'll get back with you hopefully tomorrow, okay?
Okay, I can't wait.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye. Okay, well, that sucked. God damn it. That was G-Ad's idea. Every single morning, G-Ad just throws some bizarre idea at me regarding prank calls, and that's the latest from G-Ad.
Roy, this is Buck Pinnell. I'm the gentleman's 370 that you left
the ding in. If you'd please give me a call at 434-3. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Hello?
Hello, this is Roy. I left a note on your car last week.
Yes.
And, yeah, sorry about that.
Hey, is this the same prank caller that called me at 2:30 in the morning, same Roy?
No. No, I'm a different Roy this time.
Okay, what can I do for you?
There's a prank caller? What'd the prank caller say?
It was like 2:30 in the morning, and he was from a radio station out in Oregon, and he was
weird.
Roy.
Oh, that's strange.
Yeah.
I just leave notes like this on cars that look girly, because I was hoping to meet a girl, you know? I was hoping a girl would call me, but...
Oh, you're the same prankster.
What are you talking
Did
about?
Did you meet a girl?
No, it's just you, and I was hoping your car would belong to a female.
No, it didn't.
Okay, well, stop driving such a girly car, damn it.
No, that's my wife's car.
Oh.
Damn it.
Is she single?
No, she's a wife.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay.
Well, you probably can't even spell that, can you?
Spell what?
Wife.
No, can you spell it for me?
Or single.
Oh, I can spell single just fine. It's in a relationship. It's relationship that I can't spell.
Oh.
Okay, well, anyway, yeah, we already called you, I guess, apparently, though, so.
Yeah,
sorry to bother you.
What about that ding in my car?
Well, this is just how I meet women, okay? I put a ding in the car, and then I leave a note. And unfortunately, you're not a female, so I can't do anything for you.
And then your name is scratched in the top of my car. I've got a Roy stamped in the top of my car.
Yeah, just deal with it.
But anyway, you told me you were married. The reason you did all this to my car is because you were pissed off at your wife.
No, you're thinking of somebody else. That wasn't even me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have that hairy-legged lady that was also with you that night?
Probably.
Could I speak to her?
No, I don't know girls. I don't know any females. That's why I'm doing this. I'm trying to meet women.
Seriously, Roy, are you from a radio station?
No, I'm. That was somebody else. I don't know what's going on with that. That's weird.
Oh, okay.
It's really bizarre.
Well, anyway, please don't leave any more notes on my car. I'm a male and I'm married, happily married.
Okay, and I won't stamp my name in the top of your car anymore.
All right.
Well, have a nice day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was strange. I have given a lot of these numbers to Carlito, hoping that he would be able to get a hold of them, and he didn't have much luck either. Like, Carlito hasn't gotten to do any carding calls this time around. It kind of sucks. But I guess I forgot to remove that guy from the list, because apparently we got a hold of him at 2 in the morning. Me and some girl with hairy legs. Probably Neon, of course. She's the only girl I know with really hairy legs.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note in your car.
Yes.
And that was a long time ago. I'm sorry about that. I've been trying to call and just never got an answer. It's all your fault.
It's what?
I said it's all your fault.
Excuse me?
It's your fault. I've been trying to call and nobody ever picks up the phone until just now. But anyway,
probably because I got a new phone and I had to set up my voicemail box.
Yeah, likely excuse. Anyway, I leave these notes. I ding people's cars and then I... Damn it.
You've reached 503. Please leave.
All right. I called him a bunch of times. He's not picking up now.
Yes, Roy. This is the owner of the car that you dinged today. You can give me a call back at 5.
This one is from 2 weeks ago. This lady gives me one number. She calls from another number. I've called both numbers a bunch of times. Carlito's tried her. She never picks up. Let's see what happens. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I've been trying to get a hold of you, but I just, I don't know. I just keep missing you, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. We've been out of town a couple of times.
Oh, no problem.
So, trying to decide how we proceed here.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I was underneath your car and I was working on something. And I raised my head, and I slammed it into this metal plate thing that's underneath the car, and it dented the metal plate thing underneath the engine.
Okay, why were you under our car?
Oh, you know, just doing a little bit of work here and there.
But I was parked in a parking
spot. I know.
A business.
But I work on cars for a living. And uh-huh. I don't know, it's just my day off, and I just felt like working on a car. So I just got underneath your car, and I was, tightening up some things and making the belt.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's not always a good idea to be messing with somebody's car if they don't know about it.
Yeah, well, it was going to be a surprise. And really, I did more good than I did damage. So it all evens out, I think. Because, you know, it's underneath the car. There's a lot of dents and bumps under there anyway, just from hitting rocks and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's so, you know, it's just, you know.
So where are you located? This is a written number you're calling from.
Oh, yeah, I live up in Washington. I live in Maple Heights, right next door to the bomb.
Okay, and you were down in Oregon?
Yeah, I just, went out to Oregon for the holidays.
Okay. All right, well, let me take a better look at it and have somebody look at it. And is this a good number to call you at?
Yeah, anytime.
And your name is Roy?
Yes. And I did approximately $75 worth of work on your car. You know, I put a new belt on, and I tightened up a few hoses.
Really?
And I checked the tire pressure. Tire pressure was good on all four tires.
Really?
Yep. So everything's... You're really getting kind of a bargain. So, really, the dent doesn't even matter, I don't think.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll give you a call back later.
Okay. How come? What do you have to do that you have to call me back for?
I really don't know. Well, I either will or I won't. We'll see.
Are you going to crawl under the car and look for the dent?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, if you crawl under there, it's near the front... And there's this metal thing that protects the engine, you know, and...
Uh-huh.
I probably didn't even dent it, really. It's probably just a dent from a rock. How could my head dent something like that?
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate you calling, then.
Oh, you're welcome, and Merry Christmas for all the work I did and stuff for you.
All right, thank you very much.
Free of charge.
All right, thank you.
No reason for any lawsuits or police reports. In my opinion. Well, that's nice. I finally got a hold of that lady.
Hey there. You left a note on my car saying, sorry you dinged it. Can you call back when you can, please?
So you can probably tell by the voices that I'm back to those Oregon numbers that I probably shouldn't even be calling.
You've reached 503.
Hey, Roy. This is, my name is James, and I was calling in regards to a Nissan Juke that has now a scratch on the door. My wife called me and told me that that you left a note, and we do appreciate that. Could you give me a call back at 503?
Your call has been...
Hi, Roy. My name is John. You left me a note on my minivan. I appreciate it very much. Not many people are that honest or straightforward about an accident or a mistake. Please, no worries.
You can tell this is Oregon still. Minivans and niceness. And that guy's not picking up either. None of these people are picking up. That's the end. That's all of the cardings. My carding voicemail is now completely empty. So I guess the carding stuff is officially over. If anyone has left carding notes or was planning to in the next day or two, that's fine. Go ahead and leave them. And I will definitely keep an eye on this voicemail box for at least the next week or two. But I think we're done with cardings until summer. This coming summer is when it's going to get crazy with the cardings. We're going to do tons of them. This time was just a warm-up. The real fun happens this summer. I never got to tell anyone that I was playing Quidditch. And then I dinged their car diving for the snitch. That would have been brilliant. I mean, it would have been stupid. They would have hung up on me. But I still wanted to do it. I want to say my broom hit their car. Next time, next summer. Wow, I just spent over an hour trying all of these ding numbers and none of them picked up. And that's going to be my excuse for not doing any more pranks on this show. I'm done. The show's over. Thanks for listening, everyone. I promise there will be another show this week, at least one more show this week. So don't worry, you're not going to have to wait another 7 days for another show. Thank you, Buster Casey, for sponsoring this show. Your support is appreciated. Did I mention the PLA Torrent yet? I'm pretty sure I mentioned that. Maybe it was just on the wrap-up 2014 show. But there is a torrent of everything the Phone Losers of America have ever done. It's located at phonelosers.org/torrent, and a lot of people have been downloading it. There's about 30 people seeding it right now, and a bunch more just downloading it. If you are interested in having all of the shows and all of the songs and all of the pranks, you know, pretty much just everything, pictures, videos, download this torrent. It's really huge. It's 61 gigs. Make sure you go out and buy a new hard drive before you start downloading, because you're going to need the extra space, but it's worth it. Thanks for listening, everyone. There will be another show later this week that will be all requests, or maybe some more Adopt a Median, something like that. Probably no more cardings, though.
Level up. I'ma tape your console shut. Just because that's what you get for not giving a fuck about me. Got your head locked up in fantasy, tragedy. Still, I don't see why you're mad at me. I remember way back in the day when you were just not interested in these games you play. That I would hear from you if they were gay. Now I don't see you for a week unless you stay away. So what's up, baby? Can't you hear me talking to you? Yeah, I know that you've been busy, cause your character's new. You don't let those mandragoras get the best of you. Don't you think that it was high time you tried something new? I mean, shit, been on that fucking game. I don't even know how many hours you put into this. What about a car by now? You work anymore? Alright, whatever, I'll be back then. So you're level 13, sorceress and mana queen. The problem is, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Are my stats too low? Cause that's something I can understand. I wish I were a gnome, because you won't flow with this man. You talk about crystals, they're buried in some cave. I'd like to be with you, but you won't let me play. All I hear is the constant ding of your increase. I see the back of your head, it gets me grinding my teeth. Remind me, and I remember those early days when you first started to get into video games. Animal Crossing, then you switch to The Sims. Now you game longer than me unless I carry you in. Damn. This is crazy. What's this about having a baby? You know it ain't mine, cause I ain't been around lately. And the last time I was here, I just watched TV while you sat and leveled up in front of your PC. Maybe it's the child of that elf you can see. Oh, you thought I didn't know? I asked the high priestess of Shaley, and she divulged to me some serious shit. Like you've been fucking around, and you a serious bitch. So take your bullshit, and you can keep it online. Because I finally found a woman who can give me some time. She's up a knock in the booth, and for some Metroid Prime. So excuse me as I summon you, I'll boot you to the sideline. Bye. OMG. Seriously lulled on that one. Yeah, life can be funny sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Good, cause I have no fucking clue. Whatever. Fuck that shit.